Hey, what's up, triathletes? Triathlon Taryn here with another edition of the Triathlon Trainee Ask podcast, where I answer your triathlon questions 5 days a week. Today's question comes from Smooth Talking Sebastian.
Bonjour, Taryn. This is Sebastian from Quebec City. I was just wondering, if you don't have a lot of time, what would be the best training that you can have to build a good core and improve your global performances, but mainly the swimming part? I have absolutely no clue what to insert in my training to be very efficient on that part. Thanks a lot.
Hey, Sebastian. Yeah, that's an excellent question. I think I'm getting it more and more often at the beginning here of 2018 as a lot of new triathletes and trainiacs are diving into the sport for the first time, and they are figuring out how to fit everything in. Us busy age groupers tend to have busy jobs. We're A-type people, so we're very busy, tend to have families, and it gets tough to fit everything in. So we've got to be very efficient with our workouts. Now, the good news is that I believe in swimming, you can develop proficiency and comfort in the water very, very easily without a ton of time. Now, I've got to make a distinction between proficiency and speed. When you start looking at developing elite top-end speed in swimming, it takes hours and hours. And you see elite swimmers and junior swimmers that are coming up through the ranks doing upwards of 70, 80,000 meters over the course of a week. I don't believe that age group triathletes who are looking to just complete a race need to do anywhere near that, because what you're looking to do at this level of triathlon, we're just getting comfortable in the sport. All you're looking to do is get comfortable in the water and be able to complete the leg of the swim without freaking out. Because as a new swimmer, the harder you push, the more you push, the more you're going to thrash in the water. Your technique is going to fall apart. Your heart rate's going to rise up, and you're going to basically cook yourself before you even get onto the bike. So what you're looking to do, in my belief, in the beginning years of triathlon in the swim, is basically just get your body and your mind into a mindset of being able to coast through the swim. And because there tends to be a fair bit of current that's generated by all the people around you, you're going to get pulled along, and you're actually going to swim fairly fast just from the adrenaline, all the people around you, the drafting that happens in the swim. And how you need to approach this, in my belief, is by getting comfortable, having your face in the water, not lifting your head up to take that breath because you're not freaking out in the water, just rolling onto your side, learning how to float across the pool and have your legs come up close to the surface of the water so that you're not dragging. And then once you add a wetsuit, and most triathlons are wetsuit legal, you add a wetsuit on top of that, you're going to be so buoyant, you're going to be able to stick your head in the water, your legs are going to be close to the surface of the water, and you're going to float across the surface of the water very, very easily. But you've got to develop the confidence and the ability to not freak out and not struggle in the water. I would recommend, here's where it gets easy, I would recommend focusing on drills. Drills and drills and drills and drills. And drills are what's going to develop comfort in the water. And that's why in my swim drill program that you can go and get at triathlonterran.com/swim-drill-program, I believe there's 15 drills. Of 15 of them, I want to say something like 11 don't really even look like swimming. They're entirely meant to develop the ability to stick your face into the water, not freak out, learn how to breathe without losing your breath or feeling short of breath, and learning how to get your legs up close to the surface of the water. And I would say 3 times a week of anywhere from 30 to 40 minutes, focusing on nothing but drills is going to be more than enough of what you need to end up doing well. Now, if you end up getting comfortable in the water, you do your first few triathlons, you've got a better handle on the water, on the race, and you want to start getting faster, then it's going to take some more time. But as you're starting out, I would just focus on comfort in the water, because it's so much more dependent on technique than it is fitness. And spending hours and hours trying to build fitness in the water and struggle through the water when you don't know how to work with it, you're going to be doing yourself a disservice and basically swimming in one spot, essentially. And the last thing, you mentioned core. If you were looking for some very short core training tips, go to triathlonterran.com/core1. And that routine is anywhere from a 6 to a 9 minute core routine that if you do it twice a week, more than enough. So there you go, Sebastian. As always, I hope that that helps you and other triathlon trainiacs out there. If you want to get your question answered here on the Triathlon Trainiask podcast, go to triathlonterran.com/trainiask. Ask your question there. Give anyone you like a shout out. Shout outs don't seem to be as popular as I thought they would be. Let's crank up the shout outs, folks. Let's see some shout outs. While you're there, if you're digging this podcast, odds are really good that you're going to dig what we've got. If you click at free resources, there are multiple free downloads and programs that you can get there that'll help you with swimming or running or strength training or figuring out your nutrition. All you have to do is put in your email address and it's free for you right there. Finally, if you're digging these podcasts, as always, it helps us out if you go and leave us a review on iTunes. It helps other aspiring and future trainiacs find us there. Take care, everyone. Hope you enjoyed this, and I will catch you in the next episode.